The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Welcome to the program today, folks. Another day in the Twilight Zone. It's the 22nd day of November, 2016. Now, you don't jump off when you're in Hollyweird. You know where your bread's buttered. Remember Randy Quaid? Well, the media put out like Randy is just absolutely over-the-top crazy. Well, when he got up in Canada, he said, you know, these clowns in Hollywood are trying to kill me. They'd never do anything like that. Michael Jackson didn't make that song about the Jews control things. And next thing you know, he's getting ramping up for a, what was that, a 50-city tour? 50 years old? And the questions were, well, you know, we don't know if Michael's in physical shape good enough to do the tour. Well, evidently he thought he was, but then he ends up dead. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, folks. It's one of those tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. Or I'm sorry, what's the CIA replacement now? We're no longer using conspiracy theory. What are we using now, Mike? Fake news. We'll get around to the Trump deal. No, he's not going to prosecute Hillary. Yeah, it's not off the table. We'll get into that as well. Latest I've seen was about 3 hours ago from Fox, and they said, nope, it's still on the table. But leading off here, And this is kind of like jumping into tabloid, and I generally never do this unless it's got some more significance to it than what the media appears to be giving it. Now, the luminaries out there, the Snoop Dogs, yes, that overly talented, I mean, that guy's got enough talent for three people, right? I could never figure out why this guy was being pushed by the media in the entertainment industry. He doesn't strike me as being a man that's particularly intelligent or insightful. He just showed up like, how can I say this without sounding stereotypical? I guess that's a good word to use. Well, like an inner city gang thug. I mean, there's no other way to put that. And well, Snoop has come out and said that, well, you know, Kanye West, it's the drugs, man. It's the drugs speaking. It's not Kanye. Quit laughing, Mike. You're going to get me going. You know, this is funny, but it's not funny. But there are people that are having revelations. And when they do, it threatens a lot of people's pocketbooks. It threatens their insecure security, kind of like the insecure security that the media had when Hillary was going to be the next president. Well, here is Mark Dice's take on this, and then I'm going to play you a portion of what actually Kanye West said at a San Pablo concert. This is supposed to be a big tour. And I guess he did a couple of songs and then stopped and started rapping with the audience. And I don't know if this clip that I'm going to play after Mark Dice's clip, it includes it, but he says, well, he says, I don't know how many attendees and I'm now going to have at my concerts. But let's get to the Mark Dice clip. So if you've been in a cave with Osama bin Laden someplace and haven't heard the news, here it is.
Kanye West has been hospitalized under a possible 5150 involuntary psychiatric hold. This shortly after he publicly endorsed Donald Trump, denounced Hillary Clinton, and told his fans at his last concert that Google, Facebook, and the media were lying to them about the election. TMZ is reporting that his personal trainer called the police because he was, quote, acting erratically. Paramedics and police arrived. Kanye didn't want to go to the hospital, and so his management team had law enforcement handcuff him to the gurney and took him away. Apparently endorsing Donald Trump and revealing to the mentally enslaved mainstream media listening moronic fans that the media, Facebook, Google, etc. are all a bunch of liars is acting irrationally and means you need a psychological evaluation at the E ward. Mainstream media is saying that he has had a series of bizarre incidents in which he publicly railed against fellow music stars Beyonce and Jay-Z and retroactively endorsed President-elect Donald Trump. The decision to hospitalize West was for his own health and safety, the sources said. Excuse me, Mr. West, you just endorsed Donald Trump? Well, we're going to have to take you in for a psychological evaluation and some medical tests. Fox News is reporting that Kanye West said he's putting his life and career and public well-standing at risk by talking to his fans in his audience like this. I'm here to change things, and things won't change until people admit their own falsehoods, he said. I got the visions, bro. That's what I've been blessed with, my vision. I'm not always going to say things the perfect way, the right way, but I'm going to say how I feel.
Now, he's not doing the Charlie Sheen cocaine off the hooker's belly buttons. No. He's not drinking tiger's blood. And apparently, Mr. Kanye West, the spirit moved him at his concert. And he just kind of let loose. Well, the balance of Mark Dice's take on this, and then we'll get Kanye West, his own take on this.
Kanye West waking up to the fact that he's been a pawn of Satan and propelled to the peak of Hollywood stardom. Can you imagine if he's having a real awakening, or if he was just born again and is finally starting to see exactly the position that he's put himself into? If I woke up one day and was married to Kim Kardashian, I'd have a nervous breakdown too. If Kanye West is having a real awakening, and if he is willing to risk his career and his fortune to speak out against this satanic system, then of course his inner circle of managers, agents, lawyers, and leeches are going to do anything and everything they can to try to prevent him from tarnishing his image by aligning with Donald Trump. Is Kanye West about to have a Saul to Paul transformation? Is he really having a mental breakdown, or is this just a dirty trick by his inner circle of handlers hoping to prevent this cash cow from changing its tune?
Well, this was actually at the concert that, as I said, he did several songs and then just dropped the mic right on stage and walked off. This is what he said.
It's a new was LeBron James, racist comments, season 4, racist comments. Get ready to have a field day, press. Get ready, because the show's over.
There goes the microphone, and there goes Kanye West. You know, this kind of brings to mind using your available audience, like Colin Kaepernick did for the San Francisco 49ers. It wasn't necessarily about Black Lives Matter, but it just kind of coincided with the same time frame. And his deal was that, well, it's police brutality. And that has to change. And then the argument ensued. Well, okay, you're an employee of a company. The company happens to be the San Francisco 49ers football team, which is a business. And you are a paid member, an employee of that, be you quarterback or water boy or whatever your job was on that team. You had a specific job to fulfill. And the arguments went back and forth. Well, you know, it would have been okay if he would have been Colin Kaepernick off of the field and used his notoriety to bring attention to this. Now, what I said about that was, police brutality. Well, I don't know if it's so much brutality as new policy change. You know, we've seen this change year after year after year. As crime and criminals got more dangerous out there, then we had to have an attitude with the police that were a little less forgiving, and we've got to throw our authority around, and you've got to know that we really mean business. Now, at that point in time, they quit being peace officers and became enforcers. Notice I didn't put the prerequisite law enforcer in front of that. Just enforcers. Now, is this an indictment against all cops in America? No. But there's a systemic problem we have across this country. Now, having said all of that, I don't think that I would want to be a cop in today's environment. What happened yesterday? Were all the cops shot? Were they shot by blacks? Do we know? I know the one down in San Antonio was because they got him on camera. Two that you know of? Well, and again, trying to stir up racial tensions. Everybody thought everything was going to be okay in this country because, you know, white people stopped calling black people niggers and they stopped calling white people crackers. Now, I don't think that's quite fair because to me, cracker, every time I hear that, I think of a saltine or a Ritz cracker. You know, the N-word, and I only use that for dramatic purposes to draw a corollary between the two. But, man, I thought things were turning around in this country. A lot of white people got rid of their white guilt by voting for Barack Obama. And it's true. I'm not going to paint any other picture other than how I see it, in my opinion. And we were off and running. And everything was fine. Except ticking in the background, massive mounting debts. States going belly up or ready to go belly up. Retirement funds all but gone, if not gone completely. Economy not turning around. Adding more debt day by day by day by day. So here we go with, they could have picked something better than St. Louis, Missouri on this one. Because initially, it didn't come out in the mainstream media that, wait a minute, this oversized 18-year-old kid, yeah, he really did commit a crime, and the cop didn't even know about the crime. Shaking down a party store owner, stealing from him right in front of his face, and then pushing him as he walked out the door because somehow he was entitled. So here he and his friend are walking down the middle of a street. Cop rolls by and says, gentlemen, please walk on the sidewalk. And that's when things started. Now, it was cooked up long before that, really, in Florida. Neighborhood watch thing, remember that one? There were always people behind the scenes trying to start and engage racial tensions. And I dare say, Obama did not do anything to calm that whatsoever. Now, us lame alt-right people out here digging around, discovering, wait a minute, there's something going on here, and this is, doesn't look right, and this sure as hell does not look spontaneous. And then enter in George Soros. I have yet to see the buses, of all the buses lined up in the back streets of Chicago, that these spontaneous protesters were just spontaneously transported by way of bus into Chicago proper. News media didn't pick that up. News media certainly didn't blow the whistle on themselves that George Soros has got his fingers in everybody's business, in all of the medias, save this one. I never got a check from George. So, here we are, election time. Oh, you're racist. Oh, Donald Trump, he's a racist. Now, what Kanye West said that he liked a lot, and I cannot play, it would take me an hour to edit the 18-minute rant that he did at this concert, and I wouldn't put you through that, Mikey, in lieu of your frail physical condition, propped up as you are, and you got to spin around just to answer a phone. My heart goes out to you. Well, sort of. You got pain pills, right? You think you're going to take one? Well, if your pain level ain't taking you, telling you to. But, you know, we were literally at a tipping point in this country, folks. The only thing that Donald Trump accomplished in the regards of, in the context of what I'm speaking here, is to flush out the people that really wanted Hillary Clinton in there. And it turns out to be a lot of jackasses in Hollywood. By the way, in Hollywood, there are conservative people, believe it or not. But just ask Randy Quaid why they don't speak up. You know, the least that can happen to you is you don't get any work. The worst that can happen to you, you end up in a gutter someplace with a bullet in the back of your head. Twice. You may have committed suicide. So racial tensions were waning in this country. And there wasn't really that much to complain about because blacks in this country had opportunity after opportunity. You know, I've been in ghettos, folks. I've been in downtown Detroit. Well, not exactly downtown proper, but on the outskirts of Detroit. I said this yesterday in regards to California. All the producing people that are being just absolutely run over. The revenue generators in California are leaving. And I suspect what you're going to see in California is the same damn thing that happened to Detroit in the 70s. They got their stuff and they left. The smell of dirty politics, I mean, going back years in Detroit, was just too much to bear. And they didn't want to give up their job. They still worked in Detroit, but they were willing to take an hour or two out of their day, depending on traffic, rush hour and all that stuff. They were prepared to spend a couple hours out of their day on top of the time spent at work just to get the hell out of Detroit. And the same thing is happening in California. The people are leaving. Now, the ones that aren't leaving are the ones that are getting a free ride. But California is in serious, serious financial trouble. So when that cow, even though that its udder is not totally full, they're going to keep milking that thing until they have to kill the cow and eat that. They have no way of producing and sustaining themselves, so then what are they going to do? I suspect you'll see recipe books on how to eat people, how to serve mankind. Wasn't it a Twilight episode? Back in three.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software.
Well, I remember Trump going to some inner cities and talking to black church pastors and walking around streets talking to residents and finding out what was really on their minds. He sees the problem the same way everybody that gave a damn enough to look at the problem. News media, of course, turned a blind eye for over 30 years, while major city after major city were taken over by blacks. And it wasn't, it's not because of the color of the skin, it was because of the politics. How many times have you heard me say this? It was the politics. This is when I start using the term, it's about time we have an adult conversation. Trillions of dollars have been dumped into the programs to help the disenfranchised and the disembodied and the discombobulated and the disassociated. Folks, I don't know about you, but I was a poor boy when I was young. We didn't have money for nothing. We never took welfare. Yeah, welfare was around. Subsistence programs from the government were around. But we never took advantage of any of those. Because you know what? We had a roof over our head and we had food to eat. And that was okay. We didn't look for anybody to give us anything. You know, what a great survival tool. What a great survival trick. Let's find out what you're made of. You want to run around your entire life going, oh, poor me, I'm disadvantaged, and I'm poor, and, you know, I got to get out of here, and give me a whole lot of money and an Obama phone, and that'll make my whole life so much the better. It was the politics that were killing the inner cities. The progressive politics. So what did Trump do? Start striking some chords. Start talking about the education system that has failed the children. And while all the progressive and the high muckety mucks decided to keep lowering the standards to pass in school, that didn't work either now, did it? Rather than giving a kid a competitive environment, let's see what you can do, kid. No, we'll just keep lowering the bar. And you remember the reasons. Well, we don't want to hurt the child's psyche. We don't want to make him feel he's a loser. You know, we want to make sure that he's accepted and loved. So those that want to achieve, well, you just have to step aside with your hopes and your dreams for your future and the test that would test you and steal your medal here, challenging you. Well, you people just have to step out of the way. We have a class of people in this country that, well, really need all of our help. So we're going to sacrifice you to do it. It had to break somewhere, somehow, and it has. Now, obviously, there's some things going on with the Trump campaign, and it's still going to be, what, 58 days until he takes office? Almost 2 months. Picking a cabinet. And it seems that the news media itself has nothing. There is no worthwhile news going on anywhere in the world that's more important than to cover what the media is still doing, even though they've been called out by Trump in this private meeting. Man, and from all indications I've seen, it was not a good meeting. Might have been for Trump, but it certainly wasn't for the controllers, the thought makers, the opinion makers in this country, known as the mainstream media. You damn deplorables, what's wrong with you? You got to get on this progressive train, because we got hope for the future. Based on nothing, just our hope, and you got to hope that things are going to get better with no concrete way to get there. Could you imagine Hillary Clinton in office heading into 2017 with this economy?
Oy. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital. And when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans. And having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Kellyanne Conway on MSNBC explaining why Trump is not going to indict Hillary Clinton.
Joining us now, former campaign manager for Donald Trump's winning bid for the White House and now senior advisor to Trump's transition team, Kellyanne Conway.
That's
how are you
good.
Doing?
I'm
yeah,
great. Thank you.
That's quite a title. Here we are. So is Rudy Giuliani going to be DNI? What has
Possibly.
Rudy told you?
I talked to him on Sunday, spent some time with him out of Bedminster.
Stop.
You're
poking,
missing my
man.
Joke.
Stop.
Okay.
It's not up to the mayor.
It's not.
The
there you go. That's
are you
what we
sure, Kellyanne?
Because I'm absolutely sure
right.
he will make the final decision.
All right.
The mayor will make the final decision?
No, the president-elect as well. It should be with input from the vice president.
So obviously we had the breaking news this morning that Donald Trump's not going to be pursuing investigations against Hillary and the administration's going to. Do you think he'll encourage Republicans on the Hill to stay away from that as well and focus more on their legislative agenda?
I think when the president-elect, who's also the head of your party now, Joe, tells you before he's even inaugurated he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone and content to the members. And I think Hillary Clinton still has to face the fact that a majority of Americans don't find her to be honest or trustworthy, but if Donald Trump can help her heal, then perhaps that's a good thing. Look, I think he's thinking of many different things as he prepares to become the president of the United States. And things that sound like the campaign aren't among them.
All right, enough of that. Now, I'm a little confused because I can remember hearing people chanting going to the Trump rallies put her in jail. I think during the last debate between Trump and Hillary Clinton, he made this comment about, yeah, I'm going to open up an investigation. You'll be in jail. So, Hillary Clinton healing? We had how many years of the Bush buddies? They were pals and buds with the Clintons. We had 8 years of Billy Boy. We had 8 years of Barack Obama. That pretty much did absolutely nothing. And a Congress that wasn't willing when this guy said, hey, pretty snappy, a pen and a phone, I'll just do executive orders. None of them were challenged. The Republicans did nothing. So this idea of, I think when the president-elect, quoting her, who also had, also the head of your party, tells you before he's even inaugurated that he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone, and content to other Republicans. No, I think it was the American people that were speaking through Donald Trump to the rest of the Republicans on the Hill and Democrats alike. We've had enough of this. These insane policies, insane wars, insane spending, bailing out the bankers that did the damage to this country back in 08, letting them off with a little wrist slap. But then, just a couple of hours ago, Trump says he won't take Clinton investigations off the table. In a meeting with the New York Times reporters, President-elect Donald Trump said he would not take the investigations off of the table. Two reporters from inside that meeting, as Trump also expressed the view that Clinton suffered greatly, suffering with hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, she didn't get the election. So she gets drunk, gets violent, and on top of alcohol, the doctor, her doctor, decided to give her sedatives. Gee, I guess Hillary really needed a good buzz. Very dangerous thing to do is give sedatives to people, especially with her health history, give sedatives to somebody that's already drunk. But they didn't know what the hell to do with a woman. It was either that or hit her over the head with a baseball bat to put her out. The two reporters tweeted from inside the meeting as Trump also expressed the view that Clinton suffered greatly and that it would be very, very divisive for the country to prosecute the Clintons. I think it would be a very healing experience. Myself, Maggie Haberman from the New York Times tweeted out, Trump says no when asked if he's taking investigations off the table for Clintons, but adds he doesn't want to hurt the Clintons. Well, wouldn't an indictment and a possible jail term, wouldn't that be a little damaging, I would think? And let me digress here for a second, because there's something bigger behind this. This Clinton Foundation isn't just about Hillary Clinton pay to play. It wasn't just about access of foreign governments and heads of government and anybody else that wanted to chip in a million here or a million there to enrich them. It was everybody else that was involved in the Clinton cabal, which would probably take down half of Washington. I do believe that was the constitutional crisis that was alluded to earlier, but without really spelling that one out. And we saw the medias try to derail this thing by going back to the servers and about the erased emails. Not about the erased emails because of the Clinton Foundation. James Comey coming out, and, yes, well, we're investigating. Oh, no, we're not investigating. Oh, we're investigating. No, we're not investigating. And this is just the tip of that proverbial iceberg. Because look at the Clintons and all the debauchery and all the criminality throughout the history of these two. Holy mackerel. You don't want to hurt their feelings? very, very divisive for the country. Look, you've seen this before. You've seen this many times. You've heard of the judges that will say to the defendant, look, I'm going to give you the maximum penalty. And I'm going to send a message to other people that we're not going to tolerate this stuff. So it's on, we're going to indict. It's off, we're not going to indict. It's on, it's off. It's on, it's off. Well, which is it? Now, for the sake of personal safety, I wouldn't suggest that people jump off the Trump train yet, because it has been a bullet train. You'd be hamburger by the time you stopped along the roadbed. But maybe the bullet train is turning into a slow-moving freight train, and you'll be able to jump off then. Now, again, to be fair, it's going to be 58 more days before this guy takes office. And is there a method to what some are perceiving now to be the madness of Donald Trump and his picking of cabinet members? Who do we have for Secretary of State? The guy that trashed Trump the most? Now, let me put on my little imagining hat here. Okay, if you want to heal a country and you want to bring them together and you want to get the politics aside and all this virulent racist stuff, well, bring in some liberals. Bring in some progressives. Bring in some people from the Democrat Party. And this is not excusing the Republicrats that were acting more like Democrats than they were self-respecting human beings, let alone being holders of high office in this country, that went along with anything that came down the proverbial pike in Washington, D.C. Do we remember those instances? I think that we do. So we're going to drain a swamp, but we're going to bring in more swamp rats that evidently won't get flushed when that swamp gets drained. But here's another thought. And this may be stretching it, but hey, stranger things have happened. What if he gets the people together, both Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, and give them a name? Who cares anymore? But what if he says that, look, there's a little bit too much contention here. So why don't we do ourselves a favor, and I'm going to pass out the rule book on how government should be run. And a good place to start, here's your own personalized pocket size, stick it in your purse, stick it in your suit pocket constitution. Let's get out the rule book. Because you know Donald on January 20th is going to have to raise his right hand of affirmation to what? I pledge allegiance, you know, kind of deal, and enemies, both foreign and domestic, and all that other stuff. But what if Trump is setting this whole damn thing up to get out the rule book? That makes as much sense to me as anything else. Let me go to my political guy up in Fort Worth. He's always good on the politics. Hello, Ken.
Hey, John. How you doing? Hey, first of all, can you put how many hits you're getting on your website on the website?
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Brag on it. Brag on the number of hits you're getting.
Why?
Well, maybe you don't want to.
Well,
I never thought of that.
Well, I don't want to burst. I don't want to burst AJ's bubble, because he's the most influential in media now. I don't want to crowd his space.
Well, I thought maybe you bragging how many hits you're getting on your website so people can, you know.
Why would I want to turn myself into Alex Jones? Why? It's not important. You know, people ask me, Ken, for a number of years, well, you shut off the comments to your website. Yeah, you're damn right I did, because all the moles and trolls were in there making problems. And it was unfortunate for those that wanted to post a salient or a sensible comment and go along with the conversation in the thread. But we all know that what the whiz-bangies, the neo-maxi-zoomed weebies, would do, they'd go in there and blow everything up. So I had had enough of that. And 8 years ago, I unplugged the comments section.
Hey, I went to Grassy Knoll today. And a good crowd, decent weather. And Bob Grodin was there, and another guy wrote a book was there, and they had a little table out there and a microphone, and Bob Grodin spoke, and a couple other people spoke, and it was a good event, good day, good crowd.
I thought you were going to comment on Trump here, but... All right. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Well, no, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. It was more important that you asked me how many hits we get to our website. You know, I'm probably one of the few people out there that aren't demanding of our host, you know, shut down your streaming on your sites, shut down the archives on your sites so we can chase more people to republicbroadcasting.org so we can get more hits. Helps to sell advertising, but I have not done that to the host on this network. You know, gosh. And everybody's interested. We're all in the mindset of more is better. Well, if that's your particular point of view, well, that's fine. I'd much rather speak directly to the heart and soul of this country, that they demonstrated who they are and who they have been all these years. And that's this listening audience. You're a part-timer, Ken. You pop in and pop out. You listen to the show sometimes, sometimes you don't. But there are people here that listen to this network and a particular show every single day. And not one of them have ever asked me a question. Why don't you post your numbers on your website? God. I expected better out of Ken. I thought he'd at least make some astute political comments, which he usually does. And he calls into the program, never talking about what we're talking about. He always drops in to drop his political bomb. So I asked for a political bomb today, and I get, how many hits do you get? Enough. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Just another day for me, friend. Just another day.
Me too. But I wanted to speak on this alleged or so-called constitutional crisis. And I wonder, how is it possible to lock up criminals and call it a constitutional crisis? Don't we have 50 governors? Are 50 governors retards? They can't handle their state matters. If say 500 senators and congressmen get thrown in jail, where's the crisis? All they do is replace them. If the president gets assassinated, there's no crisis. He just gets replaced. How? I don't get how they come up with this word. Oh, it's a constitutional crisis. There is no such thing as a crisis. They're all replaceable. That's why we have elections.
As replaceable as I once heard in network, as replaceable as piston rods.
Exactly. That's on these pundits and whoever's come up with this term. Oh, it's going to be a crisis. No, we're going to get rid of a bunch of liars and thieves. How is that a crisis? And as far as, oh, I don't want to hurt the Clintons, well, I wonder how Vince Foster feels, or the black gentleman that died in a plane crash. I think his name was Brown.
Ron Brown. Sure, yes.
Ron Brown. What about Danny Williams' mother being thrown out of a window? Well, they didn't want to get hurt either. But that's what the Clintons and these and I know they're government agents. Every one of them's a government employee. Every FBI is set up for the underwear bomber in Detroit was an FBI setup. They're all criminals. There's no... Oh, it just drives me nuts.
Well, and here again, the problem I'm having with this problem I'm having with this is to let a known criminal go. I mean, you don't get that consideration. I don't either. If we commit crimes, buddy boy, you're called on the carpet, you're tried, and then you're sentenced, and then you're sent to jail. With Hillary Clinton, this is a political philosophy that's not only been going on with Hillary Clinton, not only with Bill. You know, let's put the conservative suit on and let's call ourselves Bushies, and we'll do the same damn thing, only in different areas while still maintaining we're conservative. Hang on a second, Mark. I know you had another comment. Let me take this break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mikey hobbles in and sits down in the commander's chair. Mark, go ahead. You had something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to pile on with the Waco, the boy Finnegan, Randy Weaver, the militia in Michigan that was taken to court and has brought out that the FBI give them all the stuff and set them all up.
Yep.
All these people, all these government employees need to be arrested. I got a friend that did a rolling stop sign $163. And if he doesn't pay, they'll come and take everything. It's so sickening how we can do such a little teeny thing and lose half our life, yet they can murder countries and people. It's just insanity. It's driving me crazy.
Well, and there are some fears out there that Ron Paul expressed just recently. When Donald Trump gets in there, they're going to drop some false flags on him, possibly to start more war. I do not know, but I don't know if I subscribe, Mark, to the Joe Stalin approach to this, that I keep my friends close but my enemies closer. Man, 4 years in the White House dealing with people that we have seen what they're capable of doing, to want to move and be around this, man, I don't know.
Well, there's too many enemies to keep close, it seems. And you have no idea who they are. He's got such a daunting task, and I don't know. I hope he's stonewalling till he gets in, and then I hope he drops the bomb.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, people like Obama that can do anything that they feel that they can, and when they can't get the cooperation of the Congress, that they just do it by executive order. You know, Obama came out and said he can't pardon Snowden unless he goes to court and is found guilty. Well, there's also another option to that, is not indicting him in the first place. But yet we have Hillary Clinton and Bill, the two biggest serial criminals that this country has seen, I think, from its inception. I don't think that I'm exaggerating that point. And we're not even going to indict. We're not even going to look into it. I don't know. Maybe he is biding his time. And why the confusing messages when he's talking directly to the media that wanted to hang him, would he let out to those people so they could tweet out that, no, this indictment thing's not off of the table? I'm just sitting here like you are, my friend. I'm going, huh? What? Well, maybe. And then we start filling in our own blanks, and we get into the supposition phase of, we can suppose he's doing this for this reason or that reason. There is no comparison. Politically, in this country, there is absolutely no corollary that we can look at and say, okay, Donald Trump versus another president, another election, another period of time in this country, it just doesn't exist. We were that close to being taken over, Mark, by the Marxist in this country. That close. And that tipping point that I spoke of, once you go over that line, there's no getting it back unless you have purges and you have bloodshed and gunfights in your own country trying to reclaim it. I thought that's what we were heading off here.
You're so correct. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, Mark. All right. Top of the hour break here, hour two coming up. I'll put out the news and the information, but also get your calls as well. Andy, Carol, and others, I'll take your calls into the next hour. 800-313-9443.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.